This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for March 18th. I'm Paul Plack. Veteran Reno racer Al Goss and his passenger, Stephen Ballard of Anchorage, Alaska, died yesterday in the crash of Goss's T-6 in a remote area near Bakersfield, California. The Navy has confirmed a mid-air collision between two FA-18 Super Hornets March 15th during a training mission over the Fallon Range Complex. Both the pilots are okay. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for Cessna 336 and 337 Skymasters with certain wingtip modifications. Avadyne has alerted customers to a discrepancy in its Integra Release 9 software and says until that fix is released, users should not rely solely on GPS for navigation. There's a bill in Congress now that would stop the FAA's campaign against through-the-fence agreements at federally funded airports. General Dynamics has landed a contract worth $228 million over 10 years to transition the FAA from its legacy telephone system to VoIP. Venezuela has taken delivery of six Chinese K-8 training and light attack aircraft for use in defense and drug interdiction. The U.S. embargo on aviation technology has grounded the country's F-16s and blocked it from buying planes from Embraer. Zero Gravity Corporation's G-Force One will be coming to Dulles International Airport on April 3rd to offer its famous weightless experience. Space Systems Loral has signed an agreement with SpaceX for the launch of a satellite aboard a Falcon 9 rocket as early as 2012. Purdue University's new Cirrus trainers will be equipped for flight data management. And the C5M Super Galaxy gets official recognition for a new payload record. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, CFI Max Trescott weighs in on those controllers at JFK who let kids talk on the radio. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.